feel so sorry. Now at 11 p.m., according to the WMFO digital clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. And now at 11:02, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's 2. Probably right at 2. I don't think anybody's following me, but I wasn't prepared to go late, so I don't think I will unless it just, you know, happens. I don't always calculate right, but the goal is 2 of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double-dong daring you since 1990. I think I mentioned just last week, anniversaries are rolling up, for whatever that's worth, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up in around about now, it'll be time for the radio obituaries. Yeah, we're doing an all radio obituary program tonight. I had a bit of a stack of leftovers at the end of last week, a little bit of a backlog going into this week. We still won't be caught up, but that's okay. We can go with it. It's early in the year. We got plenty of time to pull this one together, and we will. Let's see here. Is there anything I need to remind you about? I do not think so. We've got nothing on the calendar other than a potential anniversary of the program coming up in 3 weeks. I think it'll be our 34th anniversary on the show, something like that. You know, when the numbers get like this, how can you keep track? How could you ever keep track? Other than that, we don't have anything on the calendar until the radio obituary retrospective. What do you think about that? That's kooky talk. But that's how it is tonight. So sit back and relax as we roll right into the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. I guess I should probably go ahead and go to weeks now. Before we start off, you know I'm going to remind you to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. I'm sorry, Freddie. I'm sorry. And the initial radio obituary is for David Olney. The American folk singer-songwriter recorded more than 20 albums during his nearly five decades as a musician. His songs have been covered by numerous artists, including Emmylou Harris, Dale McCoury, Linda Ronstadt, and Steve Earle. David Olney just passed away at 71. And we're going to start off, well, I'm going to tell you what the second song is going to contain. It's going to include. And then we'll tell you what the first song is relevant to. The second song in the initial radio obituary features vocals by former co-host of this radio program from back in, that was the pre-January Ferry days. It's back when Nikki Dakota used to co-host the program. Those were some days. Whew, were those some days. So be on the lookout for those vocals coming up in the second tune, but we're going to start off right now with some monkey content in the initial radio obituary for David Olney right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Being certain you found all the answers. The questions must certainly be in your trash. And if you're afraid of the water, the odds are that you won't make much of a splash. It's a long and cold summer night. Shooting stars and missiles in flight. Keep your arms around your loved one. Played with paper, and now the tools that we use are iron and wire. Some days the troubles get brighter and brighter. Now each lonely excuse is more fat on the fire.
See, that was just nice to hear Nikki's voice. That's what I say. The post-initial radio obituary, keeping on with a little bit of the Cincinnati radio relationships. The post-initial radio obituary is for longtime Southwestern Ohio musician Bob Nave. He was a Hammond organ specialist, inspired by the likes of Ray Charles, Jimmy Smith, Jack McDuff, and Groove Holmes. But he began playing R&B and cover bands in the 60s and ultimately became a member of the Lemon Pipers. He went on to be a radio personality in Cincinnati on, I believe it was WVXU. And that is where I knew him in my life. Very nice fellow. Also played with, or wanted to play with Lonnie Mack. Ended up, I think he finally did get to play with him a little bit. But Bob Nave, he just passed away at 75. It's the post-initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
I'm
The next radio obituary is for Jack Burns. He was an American comedian, actor, and voice actor, and you probably knew him best from one of his two stand-up comedy partnerships in the 1960s, either with George Carlin or with Avery Schreiber. By the 70s, he moved on to working behind the camera as a writer and producer. He was the head writer, I believe, on Hee Haw in the first season. And he also wrote for The Muppet Show. He started out in Second City, went on to be the replacement for Don Knotts' Barney Fife on The Andy Griffith Show. People didn't like it so much, so it didn't last very long. Let's see, he hosted Saturday Night Live in 1977, went on to be a writer for Fridays, and you might even remember him because he was the one with Michael Richards that staged the on-air fight with Andy Kaufman, and that even was recreated in the Kaufman biopic, Man on the Moon. Jack Burns just passed away at 86. It's the next radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
There are very few quality programs left on television today. One of them happens to be an interview program. It was at one time hosted by Ed Murrow. We'd like to show you now the original Person to Person. Good evening. My name, Ed Murrow. The name of the show, Person to Person. Tonight, our guest, his party's front runner for the presidential nomination, Senator Chester Friedrich. Senator Friedrich lives in this modest 40-room bungalow, financed with the aid of a GI loan. It has 18 bedrooms, 22 bathrooms. The senator has a problem. I hope you'll be with us for the entire show. Good evening, Senator Friedrich, and welcome to Person to Person.
Well, thanks a lot, Ed, and welcome to Person,
Senator. With the convention upcoming, you must, of course, be rather nervous.
Yeah, that's true. Most of your party professionals get a little nervous around convention time, Ed. Because this year, the American Legion convention's being held in Palm Springs, which I don't understand. There's not much happening there. No place to fill the water pistols, you know. All the girls are carrying health cards, too.
No, that's not what I meant, Senator. I meant the Democratic National Convention being held in Los Angeles.
Yeah, I know that.
Well, Senator, as I recall, you are not even a member of the American Legion, are you?
No, as a matter of fact, Ed, I'm not. The Legion won't have me in the ranks, you know. Just another black mark on their record, the way I look at it. But they're a little leery about that incident during the war, you know.
Oh, yes.
Nothing at all.
I recall that incident during the war very well.
Yeah, I thought you would, Ed.
That was the time that you were broadcasting to American troops from Berlin, advising them to surrender a week before VE Day.
Yeah. A little case of bad timing, Ed, that's all. You know, a little bad timing.
It certainly was. Do you think that charge will be brought up against you by your opponents?
Well, they better not, I'll tell you that. I got plenty on some of them. I know about that one watching tonight with the high forehead out there. I know about you and your wife in the Capitol cloakroom there, Senator Green, 92 years old. Poor guy's got a bad heart. I know all about
Senator,
it. Capitol cloakroom.
Senator, please. Senator.
Yeah.
Are we still on? Senator, no personalities, please.
That's another thing. He's got no personality, that's what I know all about. Yes. His wife is all right, though. I'll tell you that. Adaptune, cha-cha-cha, shabatoon.
Senator.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, your supporters, and of course your detractors, say that two things may hold you back from the nomination, your age and your religion.
Mm.
Could you clear up one thing tonight in the doubts, the minds of those who may be watching?
Yeah.
Just how old are you?
Well, I'm 18, Ed. 19, a week from Tuesday.
Happy birthday.
Thanks a lot, Ed.
Now, you say you are not worried about the religious issue, at least you purport not to be. Do you feel that people are less bigoted today than they were, say, during the days of Al Smith?
No, I would say, Ed, roughly 3 to 5 times more bigoted now than ever before. I think bigotry is definitely the coming thing in this country. Definitely. Organized bigotry with great leaders like John Casper and Orville Faubus and people like that to carry on the fight. Why, I just think that the wave of the future in this country is organized
bigotry.
Yes,
that's fine.
Because I'm not worried at all about religion, I'll tell you that.
Well, apparently not. What have you done about the religious issue?
Well, I've done the only thing that a man of any moral fiber can do. I've renounced my religion. Well, I don't think that the Rosicrucians are going to miss me. You know, I never got to many of the meetings. I never bought the stupid cookies. I don't know nothing about it. I don't even know what AMORC means. I just cut the coupon out of a dirty book, you know what I mean?
Yes, well, thank you, Senator. Good night and good luck.
Keep swinging, Ed, you know.
Good
keep
night.
Swinging.
Said, Job, your children are dead. You ought to curse your God instead of praising him. Instead, he said, woman, he said, woman, you talk like a foolish woman. You do not talk like my woman, because the Lord God giveth and the Lord God taketh away. Hallelujah be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah be his name. My friends, this is your good friend, the Reverend Moley.
Holy moly.
Inviting you all to join us here, and I cannot tell you how good it makes me feel to see so many Christian faces here in our prayer tent tonight. As you know, we are now going into our 10th consecutive year on the air with our combined faith healing and Christian crusade against communism. Now, God cannot win this battle against the atheistic communistic conspiracy without your help. God needs your financial aid in this struggle against the communists. God needs your help. God knows God needs your help. My friends, my program, The Word of Truth, is broadcast to 150 stations throughout the United States and Canada. And of course, I need your financial aid to continue this battle against the atheistic communistic conspiracy. So we ask you to send whatever you can, be it a penny, a dime, or a dollar, to Kill a Commie for Christ, Box 224. Box 224, Tulsa, Oklahoma. You do it today, you'll feel better for it tomorrow. Hear my friends? My friends, we have with us this week, as we do every week, many poor, unfortunate, handicapped individual Christian brothers. Good Lord has seen fit to strike them down during Passover. Why, we do not know. But we do know this, my friends, that if they believe, if Jesus is in their heart, then I can and will cure them here tonight. All I ever ask is that you give your heart to Jesus. The first one who does will receive 2,500 green stamps. All right, now. May I have my first poor unfortunate? Will you please step right out here? You have nothing to be afraid of now. You are in the tent of the Lord, and you tell us what is your problem.
Oh, Lord, my
all
dumb...
Oh, son, you talk to me. I talk to the Lord. All right, now you go.
My thumb, she's immobile. Like
an immobile thumb, my friends. Immobility, immobility, immobility. How many times have we heard that tiresome phrase?
Three times.
All right, now don't fool around. This is air time. All right, now. Hold it out there. Tell me now. Do you believe?
Yes, I do.
Are you Christian in thought and deed?
Yes, I am.
Do you go to church every Sunday?
I do.
All right, then come with me. Hold on. Oh, Lord, look you here. Oh, Lord, this is your good friend, the Reverend Moley, coming to you over WWW Wheeling, West Virginia. Now, Lord, you know what? We have a boy here tonight who has himself an immobile thumb. He has been unable to move that thumb since childbirth. Lord, I ask you to grant this boy mobility. Lord, I ask you to cure him as I say those two great words.
Say them, Reverend.
Jesus, heal!
Amen!
A little more faith. A little more faith. Put some money in the pot on the way out, my friends. He was not cured because Jesus was not in his heart. Why was he not cured?
Why was he not cured?
You heard his accent. He came up from godless Cuba. This spit comes up here and wants God to cure him. My friends, God will not cure those spits. They won't let Jesus in the Havana Hilton.
For shame.
And until they do, I'm not curing spick one. All right, now. My friends, I am the word of truth.
Amen.
I will tell you things the government dares not tell you.
Tell us.
The government says to me, hush up. They say, hush up, Reverend Moley.
For shame.
I will not hush up. I will speak the truth. I will tell you what the government dares not tell you.
Tell us.
The government says you will not accept the truth. I say you will.
Tell us.
You know what's happening in the state of Florida?
Tell us.
All right. Giant frogs are eating people in Florida. Giant communist frogs are devouring people. And they are devouring whole towns in Florida. And if you think I'm lying, when was the last time anyone here got a call from Tampa? All right, you think about that, my friends. My friends, I say these are godless, atheistic frogs bred in communist Cuba. I say Castro breeds them, and then in the dead of night, he ships them over to Dade County to hang around the Fountain Blue Hotel. Now,
people say to me, how do you know this?
How do you know?
There's one. All right. Now, we know these frogs come from godless Cuba. We have photographs of a large number of Cuban refugees arriving in this country with warts. More than that, my friends, we have with us tonight a gentleman who is living proof. He's going to give us mute testimony in an oral way to what he saw. He has come up here from Dade County, Miami Beach Hotel Fountain Blue, at his own expense and a great personal loss, and he is going to tell us what he saw and what he heard in his own Christian words.
The first day I got there... What's the matter?
Are you one of us?
I'm a convert.
Oh, yeah. That's all right. That's quite all right. I understand that he was too. All right, man. You go ahead.
I heard that.
All right, man.
Yeah. Well, what happened was I was sitting behind, you know, by the pool in the back on the sun deck, when suddenly I heard an obnoxious sound.
A terrible sound. A godless sound. It rent the air. Now, would you reproduce the hideous sound of the communist frog for us here tonight? Would you reproduce that sound?
Brady.
Frog for us here tonight. Would you reproduce that sound?
Brady.
Oh, my God. I've never heard anything like that. A little louder. I want them all to hear that. Brady, my friends. There it is, my friends. If you ever hear that sound in your neighborhood, I want you to squash it, kill it, get
yes,
a gun,
kill it,
burn it, destroy it, kill
wait
that
a minute,
sound.
Wait, it might be me explaining to people.
God can't take that chance. Now, what did you do? What did you do? You heard that sound. What did you do?
I turned to where my wife, Boita, was diving off. She loves to dive, a big woman. She was diving off the top board. And she was halfway down in a beautiful cannonball. And suddenly, a gigantic tongue whipped out, grabbed her, sucked her into the biggest froggy mouth I ever saw in my life.
A communist frog!
Definitely, I recognize the uniform.
There you are! All right, now, did you go to her aid?
I tell you, I went... And I haven't been able to move the hand since.
God penalized him. God said, I will use this boy as an example. God said that, I didn't. All right, now hold it up there. Do you believe?
Yes, I do.
Are you Christian in thought and deed?
Lately.
All right. Do you go to church every Sunday?
I do.
Have you been washed in the blood of the Lamb?
I can't even imagine that.
No, well, it's pretty
weird. You're washing
weird.
The blood of the Lamb.
That's not true. We don't do it. It sounds good. Once in a while, you'll get a free
but no, not you, buddy. No.
That's all right. Hold it up there now. As long as you believe that...
From the bottom.
All right. Hold it up. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord, look here. Oh, Lord, he has a twisted left hand. Lord, he is sorry. Oh, Lord, I believe he is sorry and penitent. And, Lord, I ask you now to please, in front of all my witnesses, Lord, to please make that one hand like the other. Lord, I beg of you, make that one hand like the other. Lord, please make that one hand like the other.
Something's happening.
Oh, my God, he did.
Wait a minute. He got the wrong hand here.
A little more faith. A little more faith. Move along there, son. I tell you, that bugs me when that happens. I mean, come on, Lord, shape up. Our last poor unfortunate of the evening is a face that is familiar to many of you. He was with us last week. He was not cured, but through your cards and letters, you voted him most popular, and so he is back again. You can write up here now. You have nothing to be afraid of. You can write up here now. Here he is. All right. There you go.
I'd like to thank everybody who voted for me.
All right. We'll see if we can't get that big boat in the sky. All right, now. You tell us what is your problem.
I got these tight shoes.
I'm a mess.
All right. Now, here we go. Now, you tell us now. Do you believe? Do you believe?
You got your finger on my ear. That's the good one, you
yes,
know.
Yes, all right. Do you believe?
Yes, I do.
Are you Christian in thought and deed?
Yes, I am.
Do you go to church every Sunday?
Yes, I do.
Have you been washed in the blood of the Lamb?
That's right, everything.
All right. Then come with me. Oh, Lord, looky here. Oh, Lord, hear me now. Lord, I know that we only have a few moments of your precious air time left. But, Lord, I ask you now, oh, Lord, to use me, Lord. I ask you to use me, Lord. I ask you to send down the electricity of the Holy Ghost, oh, Lord. I ask you to use me, Lord. I ask you to straighten him, oh, Lord. I ask you to make him sound, oh, Lord. I ask you to straighten his mind. I ask you to straighten his arms. I ask you to straighten his back. I ask you to straighten him, oh, Lord. I ask you to make him a tall Christian in your army. Oh, Lord, I beg of you. Amen. A little more faith, my son. Put some money in the pot on the way out. We'll try again next week. Now, my friends, the gospel singer.
Molly, look, you did it. You cured me. I'm straight.
You bought me. Jesus Christ, it's a miracle.
You're still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and we are doing an all-radio obituary episode tonight because it's been a rough year already. That's how I'd say that. On to the cleanup radio obituary for Steve Martin Caro. The American rock musician best known as the original lead singer from the 1960s Baroque pop group, The Left Banke. He was the son of the only female flamenco guitarist in the world in the 1950s and 60s, Sarita Heredia? I don't know. But she was the only one. That's pretty shocking to me. Steve Martin Caro just passed away at 71. It's the cleanup radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. I always want to call the radio obituary that follows the cleanup radio obituary, the AI radio obituary, because that used to be what came after cleanup in the Mad Libs for the phone calls. But we don't do intermission. AI stood for after intermission. Also named by K-Tuff. But I digress, as often I do. We're moving on to the radio obituary for Claudio Roditi, the Brazilian jazz trumpeter. He came to the U.S. in 1970 to study at Berklee School of Music here in Boston. Went on to New York City, where he played with Herbie Mann in 1976. He was also a member of Dizzy Gillespie's United Nations Orchestra. Claudio Roditi just passed away at 73. It's a radio obituary just for him, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Música pra mim é feito o ar que eu sorvo, a mão que eu movo e o coração. Nasci estole, diástole, é a prima e o bordão. O traço de união que há entre blues, calua, índio, caramuru. O meu break blue é assim um Star Trek no infinito de Bangu. Um beck de subúrbio que surface o nonulu. Em jegue que no jockey club, com freio nos dentes, derrotasse a lasanha. Chuva nas manhãs e a música soa no orfeão de rãs, solfeja a lagoa, solo um sabiá, modula a garoa, lírios pedem bis e quem tem o dom pega no ar, quem sai do tom deixa pra lá. Se termina, eu também morro. Ela é my bud and soul. Vem o corvo do Alan Poe e manda um nevermore geral. Cinzas fênix reciclando meu carnaval. Música pra mim não é um mega evento, é um pega pra capar. Questão de sentimento afogado em pleno mar, que agarra a mão do vento e ri. Usa o sofrimento pra poder flutuar. Chuva nas manhãs e a música soa. No orfeão de rãs, solfeja a lagoa. Solo um sabiá, modula a garoa. Lírios pedem bis e quem tem o dom pega no ar. Quem sai do tom deixa pra lá.
The radio obituary for Dan Andrei Aldea, the Romanian multi-instrumentalist. He played guitars, violin, and keyboards mainly. Also a vocalist. He was best known for his work with the band Sphinx, S-F-I-N-X, but he also had a solo career. He was known as one of the best electric guitar players from Romania. Dan Andrei Aldea just passed away at 69. It's his radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Now a radio obituary for Jack Van Emp, the American televangelist known for his half-hour weekly television series, Jack Van Emp Presents. It was a commentary on the news of the week through an interpretation of the Bible. He was known as the Walking Bible, having memorized the most King James Version, having memorized most of the King James Version of the Bible. Really? I think it was like 16,000 verses or something that he could spout at any second. It's ridiculous. He started out as an accordion player. And that's what happened. Jack Van Emp just passed away at 88. I should have made sure that our associate producer and valet when Chandler isn't using him, Fred Boak, knew about this so he could play some accordion gospel on his program. But I digress. Once again, let us now move on to the radio obituary for Jack Van Emp right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
All right, Mr. Scientist, would you tell us a little bit about the explosion of a hydrogen bomb? First of all, there's a tremendous mushrooming effect. 1900 years ago, Peter said, the heavens pass away with the blast, the noise thereof. Secondly, as it comes in a downward direction, it disintegrates, dissolves, melts everything, even steel. A 500-foot steel tower in New Mexico melted to the ground so that they found nothing. Now I want you to get this. Peter said, the elements shall melt with fervent heat. If you go to the library tomorrow and say to the librarian, I want to study the hydrogen bomb, she'd say, sir, follow me. Letter E, word elements. Did you know that in your libraries around America, the atom bomb is classified under elements? What'd you say, Peter? The elements shall melt. Brother, God gave Peter the exact word 1900 years ago. This is God's word, friend. Don't let anyone fool you.
Do you know the story about Lucifer? Ezekiel chapter 28, verses 14 to 16. God says to him, Lucifer, thou art the anointed cherub that covereth, and I have set thee so. Thou wast perfect in thy ways from the day that thou wast created till iniquity was found in thee. This anointed cherub, angel, created to serve God, sinned, and he was cast out of heaven. Why? Because of the little sin called pride. He said, I'm going to take over heaven. And that's in Isaiah 14, 12 to 14. How art thou fallen, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? For thou hast said in the heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit upon the mount of the congregation, God's throne in the sides of the north. I will be like the Most High God. And the Lord cast him out of heaven. Now that's the third heaven of 2 Corinthians 12, 2, where our God rules and reigns. There are three heavens. Satan was cast out, but you know what? He is the God of this world system, 2 Corinthians 4, 4. He controls heavens 1 and 2. Not alone, but when he was cast out, he took one third of these angels with him in Revelation 12, 4. Daniel, we had trouble. The wicked spirits in heavens 1 and 2 fought and kept us from coming. We're delayed. That's the power of these spirits. And then Michael appeared, and Gabriel said, now we can talk to you because we got through. Now, listen to me very carefully. Do you know that there are territorial demonic spirits controlling cities, nations? What? That's right. We are told in that same 10th chapter that the one who was holding back these angels was the Prince of Persia.
On to the radio obituary for Jamin Correa, the Mexican guitarist, renowned in Spanish-speaking world. Let's try this again. He was awfully well-known in the Spanish-speaking world for his traditional romantic music. He also had a line of guitars produced bearing his name, and they had a wide variety of high-quality models, all supervised by him personally. Jamin Correa just passed away at 90. It's his radio obituary with one of those songs right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. We're in the middle, smack dab in the middle, of an all-radio obituary episode. We might go a minute or two late, but it's not going to be more than 5 minutes, I don't think. So you only have to hang in for the normal time. We'll probably end up having somebody following us in the next week or so. Who knows? Always is a little bit in flux at this